don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, oh, oh, oh. I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used
love is all around. And it comes, love, this is February, and February is Heart Month. And I don't know anybody who knows more about the heart, I'm talking about the mechanism, your heart. I don't know about love, but he knows about the heart for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, cardiologist, operator of Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Those of you who are in that area, that neck of the woods, you're fortunate to have the services of Dr. Ken. So go visit him in his office. If you have any circulatory problems, you got anything that has to do with your heart, your lungs, all of the things that are important to without them, you're not going to keep licking and ticking. You know what I mean? We also are here in this hour of Good Day Health to review some of the important medical news of the week, how it affects you, putting things together. And as I said, introducing Ken as a cardiologist, a heart specialist, I suppose we ought to go to the two items this week that come right from your wheelhouse, the way regular meals protect against heart disease. This sounds like it would be something everybody, listen up. If you're driving along or you're working or you're doing something, hold on for a minute and listen to Ken tell you why it is that if you have regular meals, it's good for your heart.
Well, Doug, the American Heart Association doesn't often take out of the week some time to make a formal statement about behaviors that all of us do and how to try to improve our behaviors so that we all stay on planet Earth longer, lowering our risk of heart attack and stroke. But this week, the American Heart Association made a major statement about how we should be eating, not so much what we're eating, but how we eat it during the day. And they published this in the American Heart Association journal called Circulation. And what they are talking about is that people who want a healthy heart should be mindful of not only what they eat, but when they eat. So this statement from the American Heart Association, Doug, suggests that people spread out their calories over a defined period of the day, as opposed to either eating a lot over a short period or grazing from morning until night. Mm-hmm. And it's probably a good idea to get a large share of your calories earlier in the day, and a long fasting duration at night is much better than a long fasting during the day. And they stress that when you wake up and you've been fasting all night while you're sleeping, that you try to hydrate, especially water is a good thing, juice in the morning, but get well hydrated. And then remember to eat when you're hungry and not when you're stressed out during the day.
All right, so there's good advice. Sometimes I take it myself, sometimes I don't. I was under the impression, though, if I'm hearing you correctly, you said that you shouldn't be eating all through the day. But then there are those who extol the value of having five or six small meals being better for your digestion.
They didn't take a strong stand on that. They discussed that. And they point out that some people are different, and the evidence seems to show that, in general, that it's best to spread out the meals throughout the day. But there are some people who feel better, keep the weight off, and do fine if they do graze most of the day. So it's okay. You just have to make sure that that's what works best for you personally.
Well, that's what I do. I don't eat the big meals generally, unless we go out for dinner. I'm easily one of those grazers. I graze through the hours, my 5 or 6 hours on the air. I have yogurt and fruit, and I graze through that. And then I might have a small breakfast a couple of hours after I get off the air before I go off to do other things. And then I might have a couple of protein bars in the afternoon or a snack of some sort, the trail, what do they call those, trail mixes. And then oftentimes, like last night, I was at a meeting. I didn't get back here till 8:30. And at that time, I had some leftover brown rice and salmon from the night before at a restaurant, so I had that.
Well, and I too will somewhat graze, but you have to remember, if you want to build muscle, you have to consume with each snack or meal, call it whatever you want, at least 25 to 30 grams. That's the sweet spot. You want to land on about 25 to 30 grams with your meal, and that's where you should be grazing up to that point, especially if you want to build
muscle. Just before the workout or after the workout? When?
Well, that's a different issue, but you want to spread them out as much as you can throughout the day. If you're doing strength training, one of those good protein snacks should be right after you finish.
Yeah.
You know, I like to finish my strength training with a good wallop of 30, at least 30 grams of protein with any of those choices that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Protein bars, sometimes I have those. Most of the time, especially if I'm in the house, I had a routine last year where I went every other day to a trainer at a gym, but it just takes too much time. I don't have the time, and I'm not going to do it that way this year. I'm going to try to find somebody that'll come to the house because I have a gym in my house. But once you've gone through the routine, you kind of get it and know it, and there's variations on it because I get easily bored, and if I'm bored, I'll stop. And that's not going to help you either. So it's a happy medium, but remembering eating is important. You got to feed the body if you want it to do the things that you want it to do. So let's graduate from discussing meals and the heart to a negative from a study here that looks at how if you have a risk of heart disease and you're a woman, it may lead to other things that aren't good as well.
Well, this is some hopeful information, actually. It comes out of the medical journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention, that even normal weight women may be at greater risk for colon cancer if they have certain traits, such as, here it sounds like heart disease, elevated levels of blood fat, that's cholesterol, high blood sugar, that's diabetes, high blood pressure, and low levels of good cholesterol. So the same factors that increase your risk for a heart attack, increase your risk for stroke, seem to increase your risk for colon cancer. So you want to watch the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, your weight, don't smoke, get down to ideal body weight.
All right. So most of you who follow Dr. Ken when he's here with me every week on Good Day Health know that he is great at extolling the value and virtue of living an effective, safe, and enhanced physical healthy routine. So I don't know whether Superbeats comes under effectiveness or safe or whatever. It's a guaranteed product that produces your natural dietary daily nitrates. And if you put a scoop in a glass of water and drink it, you're going to find that you have more energy, you have more stamina. But, Ken, it goes a lot deeper than this, especially, again, with the cardiology that you practice. A lot of your people, when you talk to them about, and this is something you recommend, Superbeats, they opt to go on it because it makes nothing but sense, makes your job easier, frankly, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
People are on this, they regulate their blood pressure and stuff. That's what you want them to do.
Absolutely. This comes out of Nobel Prize-winning research. The Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1998 was awarded for a discovery made in 1988 regarding nitric oxide. It's the third important gas in the body next to oxygen and carbon dioxide. Many of us don't even know about it because it was discovered after we went to school. But this is an important product in the body. It's used as a signaling molecule from head to toe. It also helps the blood vessels to relax and let the oxygen be distributed from head to toe. And your body needs to continuously remake this gas. If you don't have the building blocks in your body, you won't make enough of it. There's a wonderful, easy saliva test that I recommend all my patients get from the company we're talking about, Neogenes. It was developed by a physiologist at Baylor University, the real thing. And you just put a little bit of saliva on it, you check the color, and you can tell quickly whether your tank is adequate or whether it's too low by the color of the strip. And if your tank's too low, you take their product called Neo40, and this will get your level in your body higher, so everything will work better. You'll feel better, stronger, your blood pressure will be better, your energy level better. But if you're also looking for that big boost of energy instead of the caffeinated energy drink midday or before your workout, they have a second product called Super Beats, and this gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide instead of those caffeinated high energy drinks.
All right. There's nothing but all natural ingredients in here. As Ken says, it opens up your arteries, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, everywhere in your body. And it's a conscious decision that you make when you decide to call 800 855-4183. Get on the program. But it doesn't make any sense not to be there. Listen to Ken and what he tells you and tells his patients. Support for healthy blood flow is the best way for you to live a long, happy, and healthy life. And you need nitric oxide, the kind that's in super beets, because beets are loaded. And every spoonful that you put into a glass of water and then drink is three beets. And that really is why it has this concentrated appeal to people, because they can feel the results right away, and it tastes great. So check your blood flow. Get your doctor to look at everything that's going on in your body, and I'm betting he's going to like the idea that you've decided to call 800-655-4183 to get your first supply of Super Beets. If you haven't been on the program, this is the perfect opportunity, because not only do you get a three-month supply, you'll get a four-month supply for the price of three. Yep, a 30-day supply extra. Another canister of Super Beets comes with your order, plus the book Beat the Odds and free shipping as well. We mentioned Dr. Ken. Call him right now and get on the program. The Super Beets program, 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183. It's Valentine's Surprise Time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh-dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Adventure is the trend for family travel, from safaris and mountain climbs to cruises. New Carnival Vista has Skyride, an IMAX theater, and a brewery on board. Here's Mom on the Run, Colleen Burns.
And it can be so economical. Carnival Cruise Line is making it easy for you to say yes to fun on your next vacation with exclusive deals and savings when you book early. Find a port near you.
And no one wants a cold before taking a trip. Reach for Coldies.
It's true. Coldies lozenges are clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. And my family loves their gummies, which shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms.
80% of New Year's resolutions are history in months. Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg says make it easy to stay on track.
Washing hair takes time. I love the weightless formula of Dove Volume Dry Shampoo. Cleans by absorbing oil and keeps hair refreshed.
Ensure against downtime with a well-stocked medicine cabinet.
I pledge to have Coldies lozenges on hand. Clinically proven to shorten the duration of colds by almost half. Their new gummies shorten your cold and also tackle cold and flu symptoms like cough, congestion, and sore throat.
More at videopump.tv.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo and Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits Expedition to Mount Whitney. the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriors2summits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
Lots of people travel to horse shows in motorhomes, and my daughter's property has five RV spaces, which she can rent for good prices during the shows in her community. Apparently, someone decided that is a threat to local hotels. So now the town government has told her that visitors may park their RVs there, but cannot sleep in them. That defeats the very purpose of having a motorhome. Hotels may depend on revenue they earn during the same horse shows, but if they would look through the lens of liberty, they would see that it is not the government's job to pick winners and losers in our free enterprise system. Businesses have to compete, just like the horses do.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Now, 23 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program called Good Day Health that airs every week at this time. And in this hour, we have the pleasure of Dr. Ken Kronhaus's company. He's done extensive research on lots of the medical issues that confront us every week and reports on them and how significantly they affect you. There's something in this for everybody. He's got great advice as well. If you would like to visit him in his office down in Central Florida, you can call the office directly at 352-735-1400. Again, 352-735-1400 for a trip into, it's an excursion actually, into your body and into your life that is like no other experience I've ever had. So if I mean anything to you at all, and my experiences with Ken mean anything, then you'll take my advice and go see him if you have issues that you're not satisfied at the point where you are right now, that you're getting the right information, or you're not feeling like you're really getting the problem fixed. Ken will take the time to be with you, and I think that it really is a worthwhile call. 352-735-1400. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're looking, Ken and I shouldn't say looking because we're not looking at anything. Well, you and I are looking at the stories, but people are listening to you talk about how good physical activity is for children. This is very important for parents. Listen up.
Exactly. We, as physicians, when we're trained, Doug, we're often told by our professors that children are not little adults. They're very different, unique, and you just can't figure that you know how to take care of them if you know how to take care of an adult. But here's some good news where they may mimic the adults. This comes out of the medical journal Pediatric just this week. The ability, Doug, of exercise to protect against depression in adults and young people is well known and established. And now there's this new study from Norway. It reveals that children who undertake moderate to vigorous activity, the type that leaves them breathless and sweaty, they're less likely to develop symptoms of depression. So, mom and dad, get the little guys and gals out there exercising, and you'll improve their spirits, just like for the teenagers and just like ourselves.
I mean, doesn't that make sense? Just common sense.
Well,
so much of this stuff is just common sense.
Intuition is not always correct, and it needs to be tested, and it was, and it's now correct. And sometimes you can get misled by intuition. The body doesn't always act logically as you would think, but this time it does, and so often, really, in medicine, kids just don't act like – little kids don't act like they're adults in these studies, but
well,
here's the result. It's the same.
This is what – but this happens so much, Ken. You know it as well as I do. Parents are trying to get their kids to grow up fast. Oh, isn't Johnny mature? Or look at how big he is. The kids need to be kids.
Oh, yes.
fall down. They need to get hurt. They need get dirty. They need to do all kinds of things. The parents are so protective.
It was good for us.
Asinine.
Helicopter parents, just take a deep breath.
Yeah. I mean, this week, I don't think I've told you this because you and I haven't had a chat, just the two of us, for a week or so. And so I went to see, I think I told you, you saw a blood report that indicated I had Lyme's disease.
Yes.
And so I'm now on a protocol of doxycycline, which is upsetting my stomach. Gives me headaches, gives me diarrhea. I don't know if it's supposed to, but it is.
For many people, it does upset the stomach, and I don't know whether they gave you both doses at once or you're taking it twice a day.
One in the morning and one at night.
Okay, so 100 milligrams, I imagine, twice a day. Okay.
Yep. And I'm taking probiotics with it as well to try to meter the effect of it. Mm-hmm. But the reason I tell you that is because in looking at some of the other blood work that was specifically for this, I mean, there are all kinds of things. The allergy, we had an allergy test. Remember I said they were going to check because they thought that I had all the stuff going on with me might be related to allergies. I'm not allergic to anything. And he said my white blood count was so strong that that's probably it. My immune system is terrific. So something you want to keep in mind, 28 past the hour.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Imagine playing a board game like Monopoly if the rules changed every time it was your turn to make a move. That's what some people say it's like trying to comply with federal regulations. A home builder told Congress last year that it's been trying to get a federal permit to develop a piece of property for nearly 30 years. The builder says that throughout every step of the process, the rules have changed and new requirements have been added. But what makes the delay so frustrating is that the relevant federal law hasn't changed since 1972. It was the way that bureaucrats kept reinterpreting the law that was the problem. Let's be fair. Protecting our environment is important. Government regulation is needed. But the long, drawn-out process of enforcing those regulations can be even worse than having bad regulations in the first place. While the new administration in Washington considers how to eliminate unneeded regulations, one of the first priorities should be speeding up enforcement of regulations already on the books. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Venatrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Venatrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-544-2352.
All right, 34 after the hour now. Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken Kronaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida been with me on this program for a long time, and we've dispensed lots of important information to help you in your life as we continue to go through a lot of this information that comes available every week from the traditional medical journals. Ken always has his own point of view on these things, and that's what we get translated so it can help you out. They're always focus on important medical issues of the day, like dementia, for example. Who doesn't, as they're getting older, wonder about, you know, what I've been through to analyze and understand what's going on with my brain? And most people have these same things that they talk about. It's, you know, I'm going to, I don't mind being a guinea pig, as you know, Ken.
Go for it.
I'm going to tell you a story that is reflective of something that actually my gang, Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, started talking to me about a couple of weeks ago when Victoria said to me, "You didn't have much of a childhood, did you?" And I didn't. I've worked, you know, I've basically been on the go and doing all my life. Much of it was to escape when I was younger from the family life that I had, but I've always sort of, it's in my DNA, it seems, to keep moving. And as it turns out, when someone was looking at my record, you know, I fell down the stairs in the house that we lived in at the time and smacked my head open on a steel door jam. And it took its, as it turns out, it's taken its toll on my brain, not debilitating, but that area of my brain where this took place, where the cut in my scalp, in my skull was, is there's a dark area around it because
a little bruised,
funky, yeah, right. So this person was analyzing from that point on in my life how serious my life has been. I have always been a serious sort. I mean, I have fun, but as a kid, I didn't enjoy the same things that other kids did because I didn't have the opportunity to, mostly because of what was going on at home. But this person theorizes that it started when I
fell down the stairs and whacked my head on this door jam.
Do you think it would have happened regardless of that episode?
Well, you know, I look at things like astrology and the stuff that I study that is all about who we are, and I think that plays into this.
So how old were you when this happened?
I was just three. Just three.
So it's hard to know how serious a two-year-old you were.
Right, exactly. I mean, who knows? Who remembers? I look at my grandson, who's 2 years old now, and how happy he is and what a lovely, wonderful life. I can't remember any of that. My daughter can remember, and my son can remember being two. I can't remember being... The first memory I have is falling down the stairs, cracking my head on that thing, and breaking up fights with my mother and father when I was three. Those are my first memories. And so from there, I never had playtime. I didn't have fun time. And so when I talk like we did before about what children ought to do, I base at least the health part of it on what I was exposed to, unbeknownst to me, how it was going to help me in another way, make me as healthy as I am.
At that age, such an episode has to have some impact on you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
right.
Whether you were headed in that direction anyway and it just bent the curve even further and made you even more severe or pushed you in that direction, you know, I don't think we'll ever know. But that kind of episode, as it's your earliest, because what's often very important is what do you remember earliest in life. I remember 2 years old where a second cousin put her finger into the electric socket. and those are the things we usually remember as our earliest episode, something that was really struck us.
Yep.
And I'll have to tell you, I get a little some palpitations when my fingers get close to electric sockets, even to these days.
I don't like it either. I don't like electricity. At all. I'm with
you. Well, I'm okay with electricity. It's just, you know, I'm very careful when I plug something in.
I can fix things, and I'm happy to fix things that are made out of wood or, you know, that sort of thing. I can take the tractor apart and fix things, but I don't like fixing electricity. I don't like working on it. I just stay away from it.
So that event had to have some impact on you, and whether it was as dramatic as is suggested by your wonderful group is, you know, it's fun to speculate about these things.
Right, it is. So there's two takeaways from this conversation. One of them has to do with what you do with your children. Stop spraying all that damn gook on them to get them away from the germs. It's not doing them you're not doing them any favors. Let them get dirty. Let them put the stuff in their mouths. Let them be exposed to things because in the later life, I have this latest blood exam, which you haven't seen yet, shows when I went to have the allergy test, they evaluated why I'm not, you know, I figured I'd have allergies to ragweed and all kinds of grasses on the farm. Nothing. I mean, they tested 400 things, and I'm not allergic to anything. As a matter of fact, my resistance to it is so high, and the numbers are so low, like 0.001 on the scale where you would be considered a problem if you had like 0.2. And I look at the numbers that he showed me on my immune system, and he said, man, you're lucky. Are you a healthy son of a gun? And I give thanks to me being exposed to all the things on the farm. Now, not everybody can be exposed to things on the farm, but you can expose your child to things a little at a time so that they don't have the same problem. And then the other takeaway from this.
And that's called the hygienic hypothesis, where you're just too clean and sanitary and you don't stimulate the immune system.
Right, exactly. And then the other thing is you look at this report on dementia cases and what causes them. I am concerned about whether any of the things that I had happening when I was younger are going to somehow or other affect me. And I've been told that if they haven't affected me now, we had a 4 or 5 year window here where it could have gone either way. But I was told by the expert out in Denver, if you don't have it now, you're not going to get it.
And don't get mentally stressed about this. You know, stress is no good. It's almost as bad as cigarette smoking. So it's not – you can't do anything about it. If it happens, it happens. But just stressing over it will make it even worse. So I think you're talking about this study
air
about –
air pollution and dementia. Yeah.
Exactly. The latest in dementia this week out of the medical journal Translational Psychiatry because, you know, Doug's usually not overly worried about anything. But, you know, everybody is worried about losing their mind. mind, having a stroke, getting dementia. It's the number one concern, even worse than having a heart attack. So this is more bits of information, this new research. It strengthens the previously reported link, Doug, between air pollution and cognitive decline, the ability to remember and think. And this is after finding that exposure to fine particulate matter could significantly raise the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease.
All that stuff, the metal particles that are in the air, metal is what screws up your... you get aluminum deodorants and that kind of stuff.
High levels of fine particle air pollution were much more likely to develop dementia in this study.
Now, I saw something also, Ken, this week in the science pages of the New York Times about dementia and how doctors are now saying medication may be overused, especially with older people. That is that the older you are and the more medication you may be taking, it may be that it contributes to dementia once you get really old. If you are on it, you know, let's say you're in your 70s or 80s. My cousin died of dementia last summer. He was 76, and he'd had it since he was 74. But I'm looking at somebody, this woman's 89 years old, excuse me, and she had signs of it when she was in her mid-80s, so they put her on some kind of a drug called Risperdal. Does that make sense? R-I-S-P-E-R-D-A-L.
Uh-huh.
And so her signs, immediate signs, stopped. She didn't get it, go any further for a couple of years, and now she's getting worse, and they say that the unrecognized circumstance here was that they hadn't studied what would happen long term. They only knew that the results of taking this drug in the short term were good, but long term, apparently, not so good.
Well, the key here, Doug, is everyone shouldn't stop taking all their medicines if they're developing dementia. But on the flip side is that this needs to be personalized, and you need to just realize as we all get older, our liver metabolizes things slower, our kidneys excrete things slower, so we get more sensitive to these things. Mm-hmm. And as you get on more and more drugs, there's drug interactions. But as we get older, these problems develop, and it's hard to sometimes know whether the two are related, the drugs and the problem. So don't stop everything on your own. Talk to your doctors about this. Be comfortable in asking and wondering if you're on too much of a dose, if you're on too many different drugs interacting, or whether you just have an underlying problem that's advancing independent of the drugs.
All right, in a moment, we take on sleep and insomnia with advice from Dr. Ken at 44 past the hour. This is Good Day Health. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Brought to you by the American Egg Board's Egg Nutrition Center.
Eggs have been the cornerstone of a healthy breakfast for generations, and for good reason. Eggs are an all-natural source of high-quality protein, with one large egg containing 6 grams protein, 13 essential vitamins and minerals, all for 70 calories. February is Heart Health Month, and eggs can be a perfect addition to your heart-healthy lifestyle. A recent study from the Journal of the American College of Nutrition shows that eating one egg a day reduces the risk of stroke by 12%. Additionally, the Journal of Nutrition suggests that eating up to 3 eggs a day does not increase markers associated with heart disease risk in healthy adults. A new study from Purdue University indicates adding whole eggs to a salad increases vitamin E absorption. Why is that important? Vitamin E is important for the proper function of many organs in the body, including the heart. So next time you dress up your salad, put an egg on it. For more amazing egg facts, visit www.eggnutritioncenter.org.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hi, 47 after the hour here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken has a focus on a couple of things this week that are a very important consideration in terms of how you live your life well. If you don't get enough sleep, it contributes to problems. And because this was in the journal Menopause, I got to figure it has to do with women more than men, or does it, Ken?
Well, it's only because it's only been studied right now in women, but again, it'll be studied eventually in men, and there's no reason to think we won't see the same results, but you never know. And, you know, I always like to say the best drug that I prescribe is exercise, but one of the second and third and fourth best drugs that I prescribe is getting good sleep. And this week we learn in the European Respiratory Journal about insomnia increasing the risk of asthma. We know that asthma, Doug, affects approximately 300 million people worldwide, with major risk factors including smoking, obesity, and air pollution. But more recently, symptoms of depression and anxiety have been associated with the risk of developing asthma in adulthood. But the news this week is that people experiencing insomnia symptoms have a higher risk of developing asthma. So get that sleep taken care of. And also, we learned from the Journal of Menopause this week that poor sleep contributes to poor sexual satisfaction. So many women who are going through the menopause have trouble sleeping, and this new research shows that sleep quality can also affect a woman's level of sexual satisfaction.
All right. So to be clear, asthma doesn't cause insomnia, but insomnia could increase the problems one might have with asthma.
Exactly.
Just trying to put the cart and the horse in the right place here. It isn't that insomnia it comes as a result of you having asthma, although I could see where it might, frankly. Can't you?
I mean, yes.
Somebody's not breathing well and not sleeping at night. I mean, I can see that. But if you – so what do you do about insomnia? All of us go through bouts of not being able to sleep well.
Boy, we could spend a whole show on that.
You got 30 seconds.
There are sleep experts now who work on dealing with this. And if you can't get yourself help, they'll talk to you. But just the environment where you sleep, it has to be comfortable. Get rid of those – anything that has a screen on it within an hour or two. We could spend a whole show talking about how to avoid insomnia.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Venatrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Venatrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, intelligent cardiologist, someone that has my respect and the respect of the audience. People love it when Ken comes on to discuss what's going on medically as a result of his looking over some of these journals. So let's get into what happens before you die. This is a very interesting study about what really does happen just before you die.
I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite studies.
Really?
And I'm not George Nuri. This was published this week in a medical journal that I just discovered called Conscious and Cognition. Doug, your life really does flash before your eyes when you die. And I have thought about this a lot. It's something that I've been interested in as a cardiologist. I have taken care of a number of people who have had near-death experiences. And out of my curiosity, they've described them to me. Sometimes without my curiosity, with their passion, they've described them to me. Mm-hmm. And there are some common threads that I've noticed. And this has been an area of great interest. And there's an Israeli group of medical scientists who have now studied this and published this article about this. And there are some interesting findings here. This research suggests that phenomenon rarely involves flashback in chronological order. There seems to be just, when you're near death, a great dumping of activity. There appears to be an area of the brain which is not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injury. Right. And this is where this information is stored. It appears to be in the prefrontal, medial temporal, and parietal cortices. And right before you have this injury, this area is the last to go. And apparently there is this storage of material. It doesn't dump out in like you see in Hollywood as a flashback, but just all apparently it seems to be a random dumping in rapid fire of all this information. And that seems to be commonly what they see. Those parts of the brain not susceptible to oxygen and blood loss during serious injuries, meaning they're just the ones that are last to suffer. And there's a nice conclusion in this paper that I really like. It's a quote. This suggests that a representation of life events as a continuum exists in the cognitive system and may be further expressed in extreme conditions of psychological and physiological stress. In simple language, what this means is there's an area of the brain that is responsible for thinking and remembering that is the last to go. And when you're under a lot of stress, physical, mental, whatever, it just lets itself out and flashes before your eyes.
I wonder what that says about the continuation of life. Those of us who believe in life after death or reincarnation, coming back and back and back. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday, how we oftentimes run into people and sometimes we share countless lives together with people. And I wonder if this may be the lead into that. That'd be an interesting thing to study, I think, as well, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I'd also be curious if Dr. Ken, that means if that's not affected by blood or oxygen loss, does that mean people that might have sustained big injuries who go into a coma or who are medically induced into a coma still have those memories going
absolutely.
While they're out?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly.
That's
cool. Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Speaking of blood flow, Dr. Ken talks frequently with you about blood flow and how it's enhanced by using Superbeats with the nitric oxide component that's so important to having a healthy blood flow, Ken.
Absolutely. And this is without injury. This is all of us. We all need nitric oxide. It's the third important gas of the body. This is based on Nobel Prize winning information that occurred after most of us went to medical school. So that's why so many are not aware of this. But in 1998, Nobel Prize was given out for a discovery in 1988 of the importance of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, it's carried by the red blood cells, and I like to think of it as the garage door opener for the blood vessels. The red blood cells first spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, and then blood vessels relax, open up, and then the red blood cells can go through, carry the oxygen, and deliver it from head to toe.
Superbeats available at DougLikesBeats.com or by dialing 800-655-4183.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo and Company.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.